Greetings. I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Suzanne Schlattman, who's Deputy Director for Development for Maryland Healthcare for All Coalition. And Suzanne's here today to talk to us about the various things that the coalition is doing to make all of our healthcare more affordable and better. So, Suzanne, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, my goodness, I'm honored to have you folks on. I've had Vinny DeMarco a couple of times, and you folks are doing such great stuff for all of us that it's an honor to have you. And I know you're busy, or hopefully you're busy working for all of us. First of all, for those of our listeners who didn't hear the shows with Vinny, could you tell us about the coalition?
Sure, I'd be happy to. The Maryland Citizens Health Initiative Education Fund is our official name, and it's a nonprofit advocacy organization that was established back in 2000 by a group of people from all across the state who wanted to make sure that every single Marylander had access to quality, affordable healthcare coverage. And since then, we've made a lot of progress here in our state and across the country. Hundreds of thousands of Marylanders have gained coverage thanks to policies we've advocated for, you know, and are we there yet? No, we still have a lot more work to do. And that's why I'm so happy to be here to talk about it today.
That's great. That's great. How can someone find out more information about the coalition?
Our website is www.healthcareforall.com. And We're on Facebook and we're on Twitter. And those are probably the best ways to stay up to date with all the things we're working on.
Okay, great. So that's www.healthcareforall, one word, of course. .com.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone number?
Sure, 410-235-9000.
Okay, great. And you even have a toll-free number, right?
We do. We haven't used it in a while. I don't have that off the top of my head.
It's 866-433-8451. See that I'm an interviewer that knows the organization, which is good. Let's see. So you're a coalition, or you represent a coalition, which means that you work with a lot of partners.
Yes, we are the state's largest and most diverse coalition of healthcare consumers in the state. And it's important for us to have a seat at the table. We're often very active in Annapolis and with working with state agencies that are looking at how to improve our healthcare system, because we want to make sure that consumers have a seat at the table, that it's not just moneyed interests that are making these decisions that affect what kind of care we get and how it's delivered.
Right. So do you have memberships?
We have a lot of organizations that are a part of the coalition, AARP, the NAACP. For joining the coalition, it's really based on a resolution of support. When we're working on an issue, we lay it out and ask those organizations from all across the state to endorse the idea. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's no membership fee or anything, but we do publish that list of coalition partners when we're in Annapolis or somewhere talking about how many people across our state find this to be a priority and support this idea.
Great. What role do you play?
Oh, I'm mostly behind the scenes, keeping the home fires burning while Vinny and others are in Annapolis. But I love my job. And my job really is kicks into action when we're successful in passing a policy like the tobacco tax for Medicaid expansion, and really getting out there, connecting with our coalition partners, letting people know how they can take advantage of new policies or new things that are going on. And I find it really gratifying to be on that side of the table and really engaging with folks. Plus, if I'm seeing common challenges or barriers that people are experiencing while they're trying to take advantage of the Medicaid expansion, other things like that, I can feed that back into our work as far as advocating for slight changes so that it can maximize the benefit of it.
Great. How long have you been with the coalition?
I've been, it'll be 12 years. And
12 years,
yeah.
Wow.
So
you know where all the bones are buried. Yeesh.
12 wonderful years.
Yeah, Vinny's got to watch out for you. Jeez. Let's talk about what you folks are doing now. The Annapolis session has ended a bit ago, and I think some good things were done, right?
Yeah, but first I want to talk about some of the things that I know Vinny has been on your show to talk about in the past.
Okay.
Because the ABLE Foundation recently released a report that really shows the long-term benefits of those things. And I know your listeners were instrumental in getting these bills passed. So I'm here to say thank you. Back in 2006, the group on this show helped to pass a $1 increase in the state's tobacco tax. And in 2006, a dime a drink increase in the state sales tax on alcohol. And funding from those taxes went into cessation services, behavioral health, mental health, Medicaid expansion. And what this report found was that these, you know, they were curious, would raising the price on tobacco and alcohol really have an impact on health outcomes, like we were claiming, you know, looking at the long term? And so a team of experts based at Johns Hopkins took a hard look at it. And what they found was that the tobacco and alcohol taxes saved lives. By working to pass these laws, we saved lives by, number one, reducing underage drinking and reducing teen smoking. And we're excited to see the results of this study. So anyone wanting to check it out can go to the Able Foundation's website or our website, which again, healthcareforall.com. And I even have a copy here for you today, so you can have that for your own records.
Thank you.
We know that these are great public health successes.
Yeah, that's great. And it's wonderful, too, when you see that what you are doing is actually making an impact on people's health.
Right, in the short term and the long term. You know, in the short term people gained health care coverage, Medicaid expansion, and then over the long term, we know fewer people are starting to smoke and really cutting back on a problem drinking as well.
Those are lessons that all of us should know and all of us should remember, because it's in this lifetime, it is wonderful when we have data to support things. Mm-hmm. And so any fair-minded, objective person should definitely be on board. Should be supporting these things. Let's get back to the current status of things. Annapolis, how is Annapolis?
Sure. Right now we're really looking at healthcare costs. Healthcare costs are going through the roof, and a big driver of that is prescription drugs.
Right.
There was recently an op-ed in the Baltimore Sun by a doctor who talked about how the fact that her patients are dying simply because they can't afford the medications. It's not that there isn't a medication out there. It may have even been out there for many, many years, but because the prices keep going up, it's out of reach for a lot of people, and it's costing them their lives. So it shouldn't be this way. And that's why back in 2017, we prohibited price gouging on generic and off-patent drugs here in Maryland. And we were the first state in the country to do something like this.
Wow,
it was
that's
a huge
wonderful.
Victory.
That's wonderful.
So it was the first crack in that hefty lobby by the drug industry.
Yeah.
So other states are starting to follow our lead, and we're very excited to be working with Attorney General Brian Frosch and keeping it upheld and really using that law to make sure that prescription drug prices, particularly for generic and off-patent medications that have no additional R&D invested into them, that those remain an affordable option for Marylanders.
Great, great. Is there something that our listeners could do to help in that effort?
Absolutely. Please join us, as you did when we were working on the tobacco and alcohol tax campaigns that we now know, as we talked about, have a very real public health benefit. You, too, can help get more public support for these measures. We have resolutions on our website at healthcareforall.com. So please go there, sign a resolution. Make sure that all Marylanders can afford the medications they need. You can take a resolution to your congregation, to your office, to your community association, or just sign one yourselves and make sure that you're up to date when we have important things that are important milestones to be passing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another form on our website for those of you who have been affected by the high cost of prescription drugs. We are collecting stories from people. So to help show the human side of these rising drug costs, you know, there are charts and there are statistics, but there's nothing more powerful than hearing that personal testimony by someone who's been affected by these, egregious price gouging.
Uh-huh. What will you do with the stories?
We have taken several of those stories to the legislature, made sure that their elected officials heard them and, that influenced their decisions on policies that are under consideration. we've, you know, the helping to promote it through the media and other forms to really build more public awareness about the issue,
right.
And mobilizing more support for things that will help address those problems.
So in other words, if you care, and you should care, about lowering your prescription drug prices, the best possible way to do it is really to get on your website and sign that resolution and to publicize that resolution to your church or to your social club or whatever it is, or your friends, because that's the way we can then convince the legislators that it has public support.
Yeah, and a great example of how we did that during this last legislative session was we helped pass a ban on a gag rule. A lot of people didn't even know this was a thing, but a gag rule prevents pharmacists from telling you when there's a cheaper way of getting your drugs. It's very common that, maybe not very common, but in some cases, when you go to fill your prescription, it may be less than the cost of your copay with your insurance. But under the gag rule, pharmacists couldn't tell you that, that it would be cheaper to just pay for it without your insurance card. Now, Maryland is the 11th state in the country to make that gag rule illegal so that you can be confident when you go to the counter for your prescriptions that your pharmacist can actually counsel you on how to get the best price for your drug. So next time you go, just ask your pharmacist, you know, is there a cheaper way to get my medications, or is this the best price, or would it be cheaper to pay without my insurance? And they can give you a straight answer on that now.
That's
and that
great.
Is definitely thanks to the leadership of Senator Kathy Klausmeier and Delegate Eric Bromwell that was able to be passed. So we're really excited to see that movement that continued. You know, there's still a lot more to be done on helping to make prescription drugs more affordable. And that's why people should go to our website, healthcareforall.com, and sign a resolution. But they should also know how they can take advantage of these things that have already passed.
Right, right, right. That's something I hope folks remember the names of those two legislators that helped, because those are... I had an instance of that myself. I stumbled into that. And it's not because the druggists don't want to help you pay a lower price.
Right.
It's because they're legally previous to this law change, they were legally prohibited from talking to you about it.
Right.
I stumbled upon that by accident one time in buying a drug. I suddenly realized, you know, that I could buy it over the counter cheaper.
Sure wish you'd known that before.
Suddenly,
huh?
yes. But yeah. As Mama said, once you learn it, Bill, you better not forget it. But anyway, it's a wonderful thing that Healthcare for All helped do, because that is going to save a lot of Marylanders a lot of money, aside from your current interviewer.
And, you know, another thing that's driving healthcare costs is a lot of the changes at the federal level that have created so much uncertainty in our individual insurance market that rates have skyrocketed.
Right.
And so that's another area that we're focusing on. We know that about 400,000 Marylanders gained coverage under the Affordable Care Act, and we want to protect that here in Maryland. We want to insulate our state's insurance market as much as possible from the volatility that's been created at the federal level. So we have proposed a health insurance down payment measure that would help bring more healthy people into the market and stabilize those rates. And fortunately, you know, we've got resolutions for community organizations. We also have resolutions for candidates running for governor. And all of the major Democratic candidates for governor have endorsed our health insurance down payment proposal to help bring those rates down.
Wonderful.
So we're going to make that a priority and hope to pass this measure next year.
Good, good. And so that's something that folks can keep aware of by going to the website. And
right.
Do you have a newsletter or email list?
We put a lot of information. We keep our social media up to date on Facebook and Twitter. So several posts a day should be all up there for anyone wanting more information on our health insurance down payment proposal.
So Facebook and Twitter. Check it out. Unfortunately, Suzanne, that's all we have time for.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, it goes fast. And that's all we have time for here today on Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Suzanne Schlattman, who's Deputy Director for Development for Maryland Healthcare for All Coalition. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you for all your work for all of us.
Absolutely.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.